KF8EMZ. This is KF8EDQ. Alright, no copy on KF8DMZ. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear.
KE8ZRH, mobile. Hey, how's it going? It's going okay. Been kind of a rough day. I'm in summer classes at MSU. There's a bunch of work. Water died in the apartment and my car battery was dead, but I finally, after a bunch of maneuvering, was able to get a car up close, jump my battery, and I think my woes are over today.
You studying at the U.
So, what's your name? I'm Charlie.
Mike's my name. What are you studying? What kind of classes are you taking currently?
I'm in criminal justice. I was in electrical engineering, but decided I just didn't find it very fun. So I'm basically doing catch-up of taking 4 years of classes worth in 2 years so I can graduate on time.
That sounds like too people-y of a profession for me.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my new classes a whole lot. I'm actually on my way to the MSU Engineering Building right now for a small amateur radio club meetup. Because I am the club president as of May, but I haven't done a whole lot, so I'm basically going to figure out what my duties actually are now and what I should be doing.
They got a club at the college?
Yes, sir, since 1919.
That's cool. That's interesting. So you're gonna work in the system? I don't know if I could do that. That is just bizarre. I don't know. I'd want to be helping, but I'd end up probably hindering. I don't know. I just not really enough.
Yeah, I enjoy that sort of stuff. And then we just got a new repeater set up at the club, too, so should have better coverage from WMSU, which we used to be one of the worst 70-centimeter repeaters in the area. Should be one of the better ones now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't even like dealing with the probate departments that I've got to deal with, because it's people-y, and there's no accountability. It's only a one-way accountability, and once I get through with what I'm having to deal with a guardian situation, I'm never, ever, ever going to volunteer to do this again. I can't even imagine doing actual probation, let alone probate. The probate stuff to deal with just yuck. It's just, I hate it. And I'm running up on a time limit now, and I got to make some calls today after I get back from where I'm going and try to straighten a few things out with a psychiatric thing that I've got, the ward that I have, I've got to run in. And it's tough. It's a tough gig. Again, I'm not people-y enough. Hats off to the people that can do it.
Yeah, I'm currently looking at a job with Meridian Township just doing basic police stuff because I when it gets to, I guess, large amount of bureaucracy, I can't handle it. I think, yeah, if I was doing probation or parole stuff, I would be underwater in that. I currently work for, I have some part-time jobs for MSU PD, working events and security and stuff like that. And even just in that small student job, there's a whole lot of bureaucracy to navigate. People are always changing who works at what office and what phone numbers to call, and relating to ham radio, or there's all sorts of different incompatible radio systems and patches. And yeah, it's just the communication and the navigation and talking to people, especially at MSU, is a pain.
You know, I used to have people, and I was too rowdy when I was a kid. There's no way I could have done, I couldn't have went in the military. People ask me about that, too, and I'd say, nope, to handle the authority. And I definitely had an issue with authority when I was a kid. But the people, the older folks that knew me said, why aren't you, like, why don't you do a constable job or go get a, you know, go do something like that? Because, you know, I'm decent with people, most people, but I just told them I can't do it. There's no way on God's green earth that I would do it now. I got a couple buddies that are EMT police and things like that. They do like both and stuff, and then one or two that, you know, that they do the patrol stuff, and I'm like, no way.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm kind of weird. I don't like human conflict, but I like it when I can resolve it the best I can. But okay, I'm at the engineering building now. I got to get going. It was nice to meet you, Mike. This is Charlie, KE8ZRH, and I'll be clear for now, 73.
You have a good afternoon, and hopefully everything goes smoothly there in the engineering department, and have fun on the radio. 73 KDA to OE. I don't know where you're trying to get into or where you're trying to get in from, but I think you need to grow an antenna or something to help with the signal a little bit. I heard was a couple of blocks of static on the
you want to get over before I leave? Yeah, I'll be right, Petey. Charlie Bravo, mobile.
This is KEACB. Could you repeat that last transmission station?
Kilo, Bravo, B, Oscar, Oscar, Echo, KEA, O, B.
Are you local in Saginaw? Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Good afternoon there. How you doing today, Mike?
I could be better, I could be worse, that's a fact. Looking like it might rain later today, I don't know. I haven't looked at the weather, but it's kind of just gloomy out. Could be that smoke blowing across still, I don't know.
I'm looking at the weather right now. There's an awful lot of rain going by from west to east down by Toledo, where I'm at here, just south of Mount Clemens. We had a brief burst of rain. It looks like we might get another one. Whereabouts are you at right now?
West of Otter Lake, about 3 miles, probably halfway between Otter Lake and M15 on Lake Road.
Yeah, there's a good chance you're going to get some rain in a while. There's a branch of it sticking up to the northwest that's headed steadily east, and it goes all the way up to Saginaw Bay.
Well, don't look like I'm getting inside the bee boxes today. Maybe I'll work on paperwork. I think I got a couple calls to make anyhow.
Yeah, there you go. I'm already back indoors. After the rain hit here, it kind of put the kibosh on the things that I was doing. So I'm like, go in, sit down, fart around on the computer, fire up the radio.
There you were.
All over a goodly portion of Sterling Heights and Clinton Township and Warren and stuff like that. I'm retired now, and basically I DoorDash for radio money. And basically I go out twice a day for about 3 hours.
You know, I wonder how good a gig that is. I was thinking to myself, you know, I could try to collect a fleet of something that does real well on fuel. Then I thought, you know, the roads are horrible. I almost hate to do that to a vehicle. Unless I had a frame rack and a hoist, where I could just change out parts when I needed to and straighten things out after I almost wipe it out in one of these car-eating potholes. And then if I'm doing that, I might as well just wrench and make money that way instead. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I mean, I think a guy could make some pretty decent coins but oh my God, the roads here are just horrible.
Yeah, copy to that. I've been up that way before, and yeah, the roads can be a real mess out that way. But as far as making money at it, it's wildly variable. It depends on where you are, you know, how good of a customer you get, how willing they are to tip, and all sorts of things. Now, around here, you can make $50 in 3 hours fairly easily. So you can do like $100 in a day and things like that, and, you know, you're not going to get rich doing it. But it's definitely a good supplement to your income if you already got another good source going.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably ought to stick with the bees as a as one of those sidelines, you know, to have something relatively steady through the summer.
One of the things that I've been finding is that it's harder to make money at this in the summer than it is in the winter, because in the summer people are more willing to go out to eat and things like that. In the winter, not so much, so they're more inclined to order in. And also, when the weather is really bad, is a decent time to be out there, because people will order just because they don't want to be the ones out in the rain or the snow.
Now, if I was in a city, I suppose, but I'm way out in the middle of nowhere, and I'd have to go into a town to do it. I don't know. It seems counterintuitive when it's warm out for me to do it. And the bees are an interesting sideline, but it's hard to keep them alive through the winter. You really got to know what you're doing, and to get through spring with any of them at all.
You're a beekeeper? That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
I'm setting up to do queen rearing, and I catch swarms and do walkaway splits and that type of thing. I've done several cutouts, and those are a pain in the neck, but you know, when people have the necessity, I can come there and cut the bees out. Then I end up with extra wax and things like that. But it's an interesting hobby, that's for sure. I haven't figured out how to keep everything away from them. The mites bring a lot of horrible things to the bees, and that's what's killing them in the end. Maybe 8 will always.
Well, I am of absolutely no use to you there, because other than the fact that I know just how necessary the bees are for the environment, I know nothing about beekeeping. But if you do end up with extra wax, don't throw it away. That is some of the best candle wax you'll ever see.
Don't affect your allergies. But what else it does that I found is really incredible. If you eat a bulb, like you do with a normal oil, spray it on with WD-40 or something to loosen a bulb. What I found with beeswax, if you get that bulb hot and you hit it with beeswax, it melts. It's like a crayon, sort of, and crayons are good for this, too. But the way the wax melts in the body, what it's comprised of and how it works, when you put that wax on that bolt, it'll suck that stuff right down in the threads, and that bolt will spin right out easier than any other compound I've used, any other compound I've ever used to get a bolt out, stuck bolt.
That's a new one on me. Beeswax is some pretty amazing stuff.
It makes great lip balms, stuff like that. And I always give it back to the bees when it's time to get brood started and stuff. I use it for starters, so they'll build on it.
Well, if I had to hazard a guess, I'd say you're on the right track doing things right. If you can figure out how to deal with the mites, you're going to be doing really good with this. KFA-DPZ.
Break up the brood cycle is the main thing. Break the brood cycle, and while the brood is all open, you hit them with the formic or oxalic acid. I don't like using any of the pesticides. It gets in the wax, and you can't treat with a honey superon. Oxalic acid is in all kinds of things we eat, broccoli, those type of things, asparagus. And in high doses, the mites cannot take it, and the bees can. And it doesn't impart in the taste of the honey, and it doesn't affect the wax. So it's about the best thing. I just don't want to use a bunch of antibiotics and other chemical treatments. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I can understand that. I would keep it to a minimum then. You know, if oxalic acid is safe to use and it doesn't harm humans, then I would think that would be the route that I would go, the one that does the least amount of harm while I get away with using the least amount of chemicals.
A big dose of it probably isn't good for you, but I've had people come up and say, you're going to use that on your bees? Would you eat it? Well, you do eat it in small quantities and all kinds of different vegetables. And I look at them, and I'll lick my finger, and I dip it in the oxalic acid powder, which is wood bleach, basically. And I'll rub it across my tongue and put it in my mouth, and I'll spit it out, because it tastes like it's just horrible taste to it. But, you know, I'm not going to put anything in them colonies that I can't potentially eat.
I tell you what, I would certainly hope not.
They put it down in the brood chamber in the 10 framers. They put all sorts of horrible stuff down there to treat the bees. I won't do it. I'll refuse. There's no way I'm putting any. Oh, I got a call coming in. If I don't get back to you, 73-KB800E.
All right, copy that. KFA-DBZ, standing by. KFA-TPZ, standing by.
Kilo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring. W-A-D-W, K-E-8-C-B. Nothing heard. KEHCV monitoring. Kilo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KFA DFO monitoring. All stations, this is M8VDD. The Macomb County ARPS CNAP will start in 15 minutes.
KE4ZYQ monitoring.
Patient in the back, and it's 90 degrees in the back. It's not fun either, and it's not not good for the patient, not good for the crew either. So it's like, well, that truck's got to come out of service, and I'm trying to get something different.
Yeah, that's for certain. It, like I said, it makes it kind of difficult. You know, just trying to keep an eye on things even here, the electronics and other things going. So, yeah, this heat takes a toll there. At least we didn't have roads that buckled like in some other places I've heard. I think there was one in South Dakota, and I think one in Missouri. The roads just buckled up because of the heat.
Yeah, no, I've seen that one. That was funny. I guess it wasn't funny when the guy, you know, hit the bump, but it was funny watching it. He Dukes of Hazzard it. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, literally the Dukes of Hazzard there. So yeah, this weather is just really from the heat to the tornadoes, derechos. Just all in between it's really been something.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ned, I'm gonna run into the store here real quick and grab something for supper. But I'll be right back out here shortly.
QSL, we will be standing by. NAWCB, standing by.
Copy, thank you. KYNU, clear for now.
N5WCS, Mike. Mike, N5WCS.
NAWCB, this is KYNU.
YNU, this is NAWCB. Well, you picked up dinner, eh?
No, I lucked out. I didn't have what I was looking for. And everybody's brother's here, so. Sorry. We'll see what the boss wants to do. But all good.
Yeah, I believe it. Even he's got going on at until 8:30. Still got a line in the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how many people fill out. It's like, go home. It's late.
Well, I guess the night's still young, I suppose. The daylight hours, and getting ready for the long weekend. I guess everybody's got the same idea like you too, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. It's all right. We're heading up tomorrow. We're heading up to Frankenmuth, or not Frankenmuth. We're heading up to Mackinac here for tomorrow till Monday, and we're going to camp up at Mackinac Mill Creek and kind of spend the weekend up there.
That sounds like a good thing. Hopefully you'll have good weather up there to enjoy and some time with the family. Is that, you guys like to do that? And, you were at, we're near Port San Lac and get to go up to, get another one of your favorite spots. So that'll be good. I hope you guys get to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting away and unwinding, using a relaxing time to just kind of unwind and not worry about work and just kind of enjoy the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And who knows? I know probably most of it will be, on the HF band, but it's field day this weekend, and who knows, you might, get somebody on Simplex up there at the 5-2 computer frequency there, so you never know, you might be able to give it a try.
This is very true. I still have yet to plug in the north channels into the ICOM, but that's the plan at least. I think I'm going to do that here tomorrow before we leave and get those plugged in and maybe make some contacts here this weekend.
Yeah, you never know with conditions. The way they are, what they could be, and like you say, at least you've got the 2-meter capabilities. You can always try 70 centimeters, 444, not 0-0, but usually it's more on the 2-meter end of it. But hey, definitely see what others are doing up that way if there's any field day activities going, groups are gathering up there.
Yeah, for sure. I plugged in the Traverse City repeater in there to see what everybody's doing up there. Maybe reach out to them here this weekend too.
NAWCD, definitely. Definitely plug in the Terryland repeater into your radio. You can get out from there. Remember you saying, or I heard you up there, you were able to get into one of the mesh nets up there when you were up last time, so that would be, that'd be pretty cool as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm planning on bringing the DMR radio as well, so that'll have that along as well, so.
Absolutely, yes. Definitely try that out. It might not be part of the organized field day, but again, it's an opportunity to test out your equipment and see what's working, see what isn't, get into repeaters or see make contacts on Simplex. But if you have the time, obviously, you priority, and I'm sure you get to enjoy time with Leo and the kids there for sure.
Yeah, they like the radio stuff, so it'll be good. It'll be fun for them to be able to watch.
Well, there you go. That would be good. And like I say, get a little bit of R&R and enjoy the beach and bonfires, barbecues, and other things that you guys enjoy.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. Nice bonfire and some sunsets there. Off Lake Huron, and it'll be good.
Definitely. I don't know, I might try to monitor down here. We'll see how active it is, if anybody's on or anything like that. I'm done with outdoors work. Might wash the car tomorrow. Let's see how the weather is, if it rains or not.
Yeah, for sure. It's, get out there and get some contacts too.
Yeah, I mean, I tried there earlier in the week. Tried a couple of times to get everything pretty much. No success, but that's all good. We have those kind of weeks. One of these times, somebody answers, you get a couple, and that's the fun of it. So we'll see how, kind of go with things, see how we do.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, for sure. I heard you on the smart repeater, I think, this past week. Did you throw out your call sign? So it's like, all right, he's on the radio. Cool.
Yes, I did. Yes, that was one of them, I guess, this week. It's been far and few between trying to keep things up. Usually you kind of do things systematically around here. Shrubs, the lawn, and kind of as things go. And do it the best I can. Take an hour, a little bit of time, early in the morning if I can, and try to get those taken care of. It's definitely been sleeping good at night. Absolutely. That's definitely wore me out there.
Well, make sure you don't overdo it. Make sure you take care of yourself and pace yourself there.
Yeah, definitely. The other day when I was mowing the lawn, I took a break and had some nice cold water, sat down on the deck, the shade, kind of laid low for a few minutes, feeling it, I appreciate the encouragement there. Definitely got to do that. You got to kind of know the limits.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. My neighbor was out mowing the lawn on a 90-degree day, and I'm like, what are you doing? It's too hot out here. You don't need to be mowing the lawn. And he's like, no, I need to get it done. And he's like, I want to get it, want to get it all finished up there. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah, that's why I chose Tuesday to do it, because, there's a lot of chances of rain over the next several days. If I don't get it done, then it's going to be longer. I wanted to try to keep it longer so it doesn't get burnt, but the strategies worked out. At least we've had a little rain. I think we had about a quarter of an inch up today. And we'll see, see what the weekend brings as far as rain and any type of weather.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, I've been watching the weather. And I think think we're supposed to get storms here this weekend. But they're scattered from what I'm seeing, and I know a lot of it started down south and then it went north, and a lot of that stuff just messed up, so that's right.
Yeah, that's what I hear as well. So I think we're supposed to get more precipitation if anything. But we'll see. It's the way this year has gone. We had a pretty good downpour. I think it was around 1-2 o'clock this afternoon. It was quick solid. It popped up, and like I said, I went out and tracked them, and we got about a quarter of an inch, and then it just blew through, and that was it. So we'll take anything we can get at this point.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And like I say, I keep saying this over and over. I will take this rain and I'll take the heat over the snow.
I'll agree with you there. In a few months, with the heat and that's going to be gone, and sure the white stuff will be flying in the cold weather, and it'll be here too. I heard it was hot up in Alaska, even. They got preheating up that way. It's been a summer, so winter will come, cooler temperatures will come soon enough. NAWP.
Yeah, but not too soon. I'll gladly wait on that. For sure.
Agreed there, agreed. Right now, just looking out the window and just enjoying the beautiful sunset there off to the northwest there. Days are, I think, the summer solstice, and I guess days are starting to get a little shorter now, I guess. We lose some minutes there, and then we'll really pick up after the 4th of July and that, and start losing a couple minutes or so a day.
Yeah, I'm enjoying them sunrises in the morning. It's been pretty nice. That's the only thing about getting up real early and going to work early is to enjoy them nice sunrises. But I know soon enough they'll fade, and it'll be dark and dark when I come home. Get up to go to work in the morning, it'll be dark, and go home in the dark.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Boy, I agree with you. I used to really enjoy those sunrises. Whether it was getting up early in the 12th when I went to Shelby or heading east toward Clinton, the beautiful sunrises, especially, like say, in the summertime. You definitely can't beat that. Kind of roll down the window, enjoy the breeze, and enjoy the view there, the sunrise.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. That is definitely a nice thing about summer, for sure.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Enjoy it while you can there. This time of the year, spring and into summer, and I don't know, got to the place enjoying all times of the year, but good. The longer days, I think that helps out. The sunnier days, the warmer temperatures a little bit, something we can do without, but all good.
Yeah, yeah. It's been nice. I'm looking forward to, like I said, camping is one of my favorite things, and didn't get to do it as much this year as we did last couple of years, but still getting out there, still getting to camp, and it's kind of nice to just kind of relax and enjoy the bonfires and stuff.
Yes, absolutely. glad for you guys, and you know, it's important. They say to enjoy that family time, and you know, people get away. And you know, hey, with all the overtime you've worked, definitely deserving of a break. Definitely deserves being able to get away and enjoy the family and catch up with things. And, just enjoy the R&R there a bit.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Is your fire pit still working? Is it still able to use that?
It's still good. Yep. We use it occasionally. Not a whole lot anymore. But when we get the opportunity, definitely enjoy the fire pit and the barbecue as well. Like I say, it's relaxing. And, for some of the tree limbs and branches that we lose here as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's nice to have. It's nice to use. We haven't used ours this year, but and when we go camping, we usually have a nice fire and try to get a good amount of wood so we can have one in the morning right when we wake up and one at night. Right before bed.
That's great. Like I say, start out with it, and of course as the sun goes down, and cools off a little bit, you get to enjoy the s'mores or something like that, roasted marshmallows, sit around and relax, cool stuff.
Indeed. Well, Ed, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and unwind, see what the plan is here for dinner. But hopefully you guys have a good night. Appreciate you coming along. And if you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. And enjoy your evening.
Thanks. Appreciate it there. Glad you're in safely there. The long day is over, and hope you enjoy your camping excursion, you and your family. EDA thinks definitely let us know on this end as well. But, thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed the conversation. We definitely missed it, and after listening a little bit, maybe who knows whether it's Echolink or State or DMR, but. Hope you have a good trip, so definitely enjoy it. Tell everyone hello. 73 is in the 88th, you and the family. We'll hook up again here soon. And AWCB will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Guys, enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. KAYN Euclid.
AKZ, quick weather checkup from my area, pretty steady rain, some lightning, some thunder, no wind, peculiar.